Coronavirus caseloads continue dropping in Arizona as vaccinations increase here. Today, another 1,310 cases and 43 deaths were added to the State Department of Health Services dashboard. Hospitalizations have dropped again, with ICU use overall at 86%. More than 1.5 million vaccine doses have been given in the state, with more than 1.1 million people having received at least one shot. Yuma County has been a hotspot for COVID-19 in Arizona. It has the fourth most number of infections among counties in the state since the start of the pandemic. My next guest says her facility has tested more than 97,000 people in Yuma County, both in drive-thru settings and on-site for businesses. Amanda Aguirre is the president and CEO of the Regional Center for Border Health, which serves Yuma, La Paz, and Mojave counties. And Amanda, where do things stand right now in Yuma County specifically in terms of vaccines?
Well, as you know, we're very, very limited with vaccines in Yuma County, even though Yuma County became the hot spot in the nation and in the world. I mean, we became very famous about Yuma County, this border community, having the highest number per capita of COVID-19. And of course, it has to be with our, has to do with our proximity to Mexico, the mobility of our population. And right now, the peak season of farming, having farm workers coming from California, coming from Mexico as well. And so vaccines are not enough for the population that needs it. We're still vaccinating the priority number 1A and 1B in the top tier, which is educators and law enforcement. And the 65 and older, of course, but they're not enough. So that for me is a challenge, and for our communities is really, we are in desperate need to have more vaccines allocated. I have been working with our congressional delegation, Senator Mark Kelly, Senator Kristen Sinema, to make sure that we get vaccines in order to vaccinate the vulnerable population in this community, starting with our farm workers.
What do you make of the announcement from the state this week about specifically for Medicaid recipients to help them in terms of a navigator, to help them schedule an appointment, help arrange transportation to get them to an appointment if it's a drive-through situation, have a vehicle where they can get the shot? Is that something that you think will make a difference in your neck of the woods?
Well, our in Yuma County, because of a high poverty levels, my clinic, we are serving 75 to 80% of Medicaid population. And yet I'm not getting enough vaccines to even start with that population, right? If it's going to be talking about the not only just the tier, the priority in the tiers that we're talking about a lot of the folks that have unemployed, they've been unemployed. That's the reason why they qualify for access. They're in the low income category, living in poverty. They've been displaced from their jobs, and that's the reason why they qualify for access. So we have the population to serve, but not enough vaccines. We can provide all the accessibility and the means for those families to get vaccinated, but we don't have vaccines.
You mentioned that you've been in contact with the congressional delegation. I'm wondering if you've been in contact with anyone at the state level about trying to get some more vaccines out to Yuma County.
Yes, we've been working with the local state legislators and also through with the governor's office. And of course, ADHS making a plea that we need more vaccines for Yuma County. And in particular, very concerned again by those vulnerable populations that you mentioned, Medicaid population. Well, South County being a very underserved community, being families that have been displaced from work, the working folks in our area not having a job, living in poverty. It's important that we vaccinated. This is the zip code numbers that were impacted the most for COVID-19.
What are you hearing from folks either at the federal or state levels about getting more vaccine? Like, does it seem like it's going to happen?
Well, I think that right now, one of the efforts that and one of the recommendations that I made to our delegation, congressional delegation, was to make sure that the federal government can send some of those vaccines directly to some of the community health centers and rural health clinics like the one we own and operate. And they are going to be able to do that directly from HRSA, the Health Resources Service Administration under the Department of Health and Human Services. and CDC. So I'm very glad that they're going to be doing that, but it's not going to be enough yet.
Is there a time component here? You mentioned wanting to get vaccines to farm workers, and obviously this is the growing and harvesting season in Yuma County right now. I'm wondering if there's a concern that if you don't get enough vaccine to inoculate some of those folks, if by the time you get it, they will have moved on somewhere else and you might have missed the window.
Yes, and that's the main point that we've been trying to make to the governor's office, to the legislators, to the congressional delegation, that by the time they get to the 1B3, we might be able to vaccinate a few farm workers, but then the second dose will not be able to offer unless they get it back in California, in Oregon, and we don't know whether they have the Moderna that we are providing in Yuma County for these families.
How optimistic are you that you will, in some short amount of time, get the doses, at least some of the doses that you need, to vaccinate the people that you would like to vaccinate?
Well, we've been making our case for the last month, and we're still not seeing any more vaccines than only now being given vaccines to vaccinate the same people that we vaccinated a month ago, right, when we started back in December, the last week in December. So we're sort of like we're going back with the same groups, but not enough to reach out to new people. So it is very concerning. And then to see the farm worker community being placed at the third tier level, it's just, you know, heartbreaking.
Would you be able, I mean, it sounds like you would need a lot of doses to be able to get to farm workers, because as you say, they are not in the priority group that you're in right now, right? You need to get through both the, 1A and 1B priority to be able to even start doing farm workers, right?
Even to get there. That's correct. We estimate that there are 40,000 farm workers in this community and that we needed to vaccinate. And working with local farmers and Association of Growers in California who send those workers down here to Yuma, and working with our local growers, we have been trying to make our big case to get those farm workers and families vaccinated. Unfortunately, we still were not allowed to move that. We did some for some groups, but I was called out by the county health department saying, you can't do that. You have to stick with the priorities. So we're going to finish and give the second doses for those that we did. But nonetheless, I still have almost, 35,000 more or more, because we only did about 100 or 500 of those between January and today to get vaccinated. And yet we have 35,000 left to vaccinate. So we're running out of time.
All right. That is Amanda Aguirre, President and CEO of the Regional Center for Border Health. Amanda, thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Mark. Thanks.